在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
It has been just over a month since the Somali government launched an offensive against the Al-Qaeda-linked insurgent group Al-Shabaab. While fighting has subsided in some areas, clashes continue throughout the Gedo region, along the borders of Kenya and Ethiopia, and in the capital, Mogadishu.With the government claiming significant gains as a result of the fighting, the defense chiefs of both Uganda and Burundi were in Mogadishu last week to assess the progress of the transitional federal government as well as the African Union mission in Somalia, known as AMISOM. AMISOM maintains a force of about 8,000 Ugandan and Burundian troops based primarily in Mogadishu.Late Saturday, AMISOM revealed that both countries had pledged an additional 4,000 troops to strengthen the mission. TFG and AMISOM forces control only parts of Mogadishu. The spokesperson for the Ugandan People's Defense Force, Felix Kulaigye, told VOA the additional troops would assist the government's efforts to retake the city.
With the additional manpower, we shall see the transitional federal government being strengthened or given capacity.Have more control over the city and therefore allow it to build capacity to bring peace and stability in that country.
The addition of the 4,000 AMISOM troops meets a December request by the UN Security Council to bring the force to 12,000 soldiers. A battalion of about 1,000 Burundian troops was deployed earlier this month, and the rest of the reinforcements are expected later this year.The additional 12,000 AU troops expected in Somalia will provide a significant boost to the beleaguered peacekeeping force, but the number falls far short of the 20,000 estimated to be necessary at the start of the mission. Kulaigye repeated an earlier pledge by Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni to provide the remaining troops if supported by the international community.
It's apparent that very few countries, if any, beyond the two,are ready and willing to send troops there. Once the logistics are available, then Uganda was ready to do so because we have the will and the capability.
Kulaigye also called on other African countries, particularly Ghana and Nigeria, to commit to earlier pledges of troops for the mission. With the additional deployment, AMISOM hopes to bring Mogadishu back under the control of the transitional federal government.Kulaigye said control of the capital would allow government troops to push into and retake the rest of southern and central Somalia, currently controlled by Al-Shabaab. Last week, Somali Prime Minister Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed promised to defeat Al-Shabaab within 90 days. Somalia has not had a functioning central government since dictator Mohamed Siad Barre was overthrown by warlords in 1991.For the past 4 years, the government has battled Al-Shabaab, which seeks to create an Islamic State on the Horn of Africa. Michael Onyego for VOA News, Nairobi.